Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 114.
The House come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. Today's prayer will be offered by Representative Watford. Members and visitors in the gallery, please remain standing for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the light that originates through you to create another beautiful day in North Carolina. We are grateful to you for our physical, mental, and spiritual good health, and ask for healing to those among us who are not quite as fortunate. I lift up to you our budget negotiators who have a sometimes thankless task. Please send down the blessings of a common accord to all three entities involved in this process, resulting in a cordial agreement we can all be proud of. And lastly, Lord, I also lift up our young people and all who are involved in our public education system as they continue to have more mandates and restrictions placed upon what should be the happiest times of their lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Zook, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August 23rd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Zoka moves that the journal for August 23rd be approved as written. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Messages from the governor. The clerk will read.
Governor Rock Hoover, objection and veto message. House Bill 729, an act to authorize all governing boards of public school units to request residency license in charge of the membership of North Carolina Charter School.
Members, the House will come to order. Clerk, may continue to read.
To change membership of the North Carolina Charter Schools Advisory Board and to create a stagger for the appointments of the board. The State Board of Education is constitutionally and statutorily charged with administering children's education in public schools, including charter schools. It is critical that the board of both their appointments be a charter school advisory board to carry out constitutional duties. Therefore, I veto the bill. Roy Cooper, Governor. The bill, having been vetoed, is returned to the clerk of the North Carolina House of Representatives on this, the 23rd day of August, 2021, at 4:18 p.m. for reconsideration by that body.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Chapter bills will be noted. Committee reports. Clerk will read.
Representative Hall, Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House Committee Report. Senate Bill 559, State Health Plan Administrative Changes, favorable.
Without objection, calendar for today.
Senate Bill 379, Issuance of Unregisterable Certificate of Title, favorable.
Without objection, calendar for today.
Senate Bill 542, SHP Combat Fraud Property Finder Standards, favorable.
Without objection, calendar for today.
Senate Bill 570, Hold Harmless Star Ratings ERS Assessment Resume, favorable.
Without objection, calendar for today.
Representative Hall, Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House Committee Report, DRHR 40658, that's it. Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White, Health Committee Report, Senate Bill 462, okay. CON Threshold Amendment Certificate of Expiration, favor and refer to Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House.
Members of the Chair is going to strike the referral to Rules, and without objection, will be calendar for today. Messages from the Senate. Clerk will read.
There's
years to
House Bill 650, Senate Committee Substitute, 4th edition. A bill to be entitled an act to make multiple changes to motor vehicle laws or concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Without objection, calendar for today.
House Bill 692, Senate Committee Substitute, 2nd edition. A bill to be entitled an act to prohibit certain modifications to passengers' vehicles operating on highways or public vehicular areas or concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Without objection, calendar for today.
Senate Bill 688, Committee Substitute Number 2, 4th edition, a bill to be entitled an act authorized to regulate sports wagering in North Carolina.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Mr. Speaker.
What purpose is the lady from Guilford, Representative Harris, rise?
Do you mind the last two bills that were added to the calendar? Do you mind telling us what committees they came from? Because I could not catch that. Thank you.
Representative Harrison, the last two bills, House Bill 650 and House Bill 692, were received from the Senate for concurrence. Members, the chair is about to put the House at ease until 4:05 p.m. I think there's going to be a number of announcements. The chair does anticipate at some point today adding Senate Bill 228, allow employers to offer EPO benefit plans, to the calendar today. And the chair also anticipates adding Senate Bill 462, CON threshold amendments and certification expirations. Chair also anticipates adding that to today's calendar. For what purpose, the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise. Representative Bell. Gentleman's recognized. Gentleman's recognized for announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans, we will caucus right downstairs in 1228. As soon as we go into recess, please be prompt. Thank you.
Members, the chair is going to withdraw Senate Bill 347, Captive Insurance Amendments, from the Committee on Finance, and it's going to be referred to Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Chair is going to withdraw from the Agriculture Committee Senate Bill 389, DEQ, DNCR Omnibus, and that will be referred to the Committee on Environment. Any further notices or announcements? The gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Lambert, is recognized for an announcement.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And we are going to have a health committee at 3:45. For those that were there this morning, you know we had a little bit of a struggle trying to get through one of the bills. We have met with Senator Edwards, and I think we have a good option to look at. So we're trying to get that out today. So 3:45 in our usual 6:43 meeting room. Be prompt, and we'll try to get you out of there pretty quick. It will not be a long meeting. It will be fairly short. But the plan is to vote out the EPO bill that we talked about this morning. Thank you.
Further notices or announcements? If not, the House will stand in recess until 4:05 p.m.
Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White recognize and send forth committee report. Clerk will read.
Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White, Health Committee report, Senate Bill 228, allow employees to offer EPO benefit plans, favorable and re-refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Chair strikes the refer to rules, calendar 36B, without objection, day's calendar. So ordered. Members, if there's any members who intend to run amendments on bills that need additional time, just let the chair know and we'll work with you to, since we've added bills on for today's calendar, we'll work with members so that folks will be able to run those amendments. Calendar Senate Bill 159, the clerk will read.
Senator Squalwick, Bergen, and Perry. Senate Bill 159, a bill to be entitled an act to make technical clarifying and administrative changes to laws related to the state health plan for teachers and state employees. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
The gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Lambeth, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. While this is a Senate bill, the House had a companion bill, H-177, passed this House unanimously, 114-0. The Senate bill is slightly different. And so we decided to go ahead and remove the Senate bill. This is an agency bill. It's very technical. The only thing that really is different between the two versions, you may recall that the Board of Trustees approval process was increased in the House version to $500,000 to $5 million. The Senate version takes it back to $3 million. We think that's a reasonable compromise. And the treasurer's fine with this change. And that's really the only change between what we passed out of here versus this version. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 159 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Following members on the floor, Representative Jones, gentlemen, wish to vote. Representative Zachary on the floor. Representative Warren, Warren aye. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 103, having voted in the affirmative, one in the negative. Senate Bill 159 passed the second reading without objection. We are at third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 159 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 159 having passed third reading. Bill's ordered and rolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 379, the clerk will read.
Senators Jackson and McInnes, Senate Bill 379, a bill to be entitled an act authorizing the Division of Motor Vehicles to issue an unregisterable certificate of title for certain vehicles. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Columbus, Representative Jones, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill has been a effort between the DMV, DOT, and interested parties for about 3 years. Got a consensus on this, and this bill will create a new way to title the sole purposes for the parts, scraps, and recycling of total loss vehicles that are registered out of states. Went through every committee, no opposition, no of none now, appreciate a green vote.
Further discussion, further debate, not the question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 379 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clampett, aye. Clampett, aye. Arp, aye. Representative Smith and Baker wish to vote on the bill. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 100 having voted in the affirmative, 4 in the negative. Senate Bill 379 passed the second reading without objection. Be read a third time.
General Senator of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 379 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 379 having passed third reading is ordered enrolled. Sent to the governor. For what purpose, lady from Guilford? Representative Harris.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to be recorded as a yes on Senate Bill 379.
The lady will be recorded as having voted aye on 379. Representative Morey, is that the same request?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Representative Morey will also be recorded as having voted aye on Senate Bill 379. Senate Bill 542, the clerk will read.
Senator Bergen, Senate Bill 542, a bill to be entitled SHP Combat Fraud Property Finders Standards, Jimison, North Carolina Annex.
Representative Dawes, the lady wishes to be recorded as aye on that 379. May be recorded. Representative Logan, you're the lone no vote. Do you still wish to stay no, or would you rather be aye on 379? Chair always respects that. Lady from Randolph, Representative Hurley, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 542 is an agency bill for the Treasurer, and it would allow the state health plan for teachers and state employees to adopt a program encouraging plan members to report fraud, waste, and abuse by a health care provider that provides services to plan members and would allow payment of an incentive to members. It also adds language to define and establish standards for a property finder, which is a person or business who is hired for a fee or any other consideration by an owner of distributable or presumably abandoned property to locate, deliver, recover, or assist in the recovery of that property. And that's exactly what this bill does. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of Senate Bill 542 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine, record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. Senate Bill 542 passed the second reading without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 542 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 542 having passed third reading is ordered to return to the Senate. Introduction of the bills and resolutions. The clerk will read. And committee report.
Representative Hall, Rules, Talent, Operations of the House Committee Report, DR HR 40658-LG-192, a House resolution urging Congress and the President to take additional action regarding the evacuation of American troops, Allied troops, and Afghan citizens from Afghanistan.
The clerk will file the bill and assign a number. Senate Bill 570, the clerk will read.
Representative Representatives Crowley, Bergen, and Perry, Senate Bill 570, a bill to be entitled Hold Harmless Star Ratings, ERS, Assessment Resume, Johnson of North Carolina Annex.
Who's handling this bill? Representative Lambeth, the gentleman ready to proceed on this bill. This is Senate Bill 570.
Yes, sir, I'll try.
Gentleman has floor.
This is a Senate bill that I think most of you probably heard about. This will waive the rating system during this particular period we're in with the pandemic. I'm not aware of any controversies around this bill. It's requested by those who deal with the star rating, HHS and others. Thank you.
For our purpose today from Wake, Representative Von Hafen rise.
Speak on the bill.
Lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to speak in favor of this bill, but point out why we have to pass this legislation. North Carolina is facing an unprecedented and serious child care workforce crisis, which has been looming since even before the pandemic. Fewer people are entering their early childhood field, and qualified teachers are leaving the field at high rates due to low compensation. Teachers make an average of $12 an hour or less in 70 of our counties, but child care programs don't have the resources to pay more without increasing costs for parents. Child care centers are also facing competition from companies like Walmart and Target, which are offering higher salaries, benefits, and sign-on bonuses. Many early educators don't have health insurance and can make more working a retail job than as a teacher. This bill would allow child care centers to retain their star rating even with the loss of educators, which is great for keeping centers open and licensed, which we critically need during the pandemic. I'm glad this measure is temporary, though, and that the integrity of the star rating system will remain intact. But we must continue to improve wages for early education workers and develop the workforce pipeline, which is also a part of this bill. Thank you to the Senate bill sponsors, and I hope we can continue to uplift the seriousness of our early education workforce deficit and improve wages in the workforce pipeline for the future. Please vote yes on this bill.
For what purpose, the lady from Buncombe, Representative Fisher, rise.
To ask the bill sponsor a question.
Representative Lambeth, gentleman yield.
Yes, sir.
He yields.
Thank you, Representative Lambeth. I, too, am supportive of the bill, but I wanted to know if you could shed some light on the 18-month time frame and why that was determined to be the best amount of time rather than shorter, possibly. Thank you.
It's a good question. I appreciate that question. I think the department suggested that, is my understanding. It does provide in here as well, I believe, that within so many months after the executive order that declares the pandemic over, it would also go back into effect. I think the intent of the bill is simply to allow them to adjust for, I mean, obviously great comments there during this particular pandemic period, but once the pandemic is over, to restore the rating system back to its kind of current state.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, the question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 570 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Clerk will open the vote. Representative Watford wish to record. Clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 104 having voted in the affirmative, none the negative. Senate Bill 570 passed the second reading without objection. Here at third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina Annex.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 570 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 570 having passed third reading, ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. House Bill 650. Clerk will read.
Representatives Landon Jones, Eiler, and Shepherd, House Bill 650, a bill to be entitled an act to make multiple changes to motor vehicle laws. General Assembly of North Carolina Annex.
Gentleman from Columbus, Representative Jones, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I do move that we concur with the Senate K-550 committee substitute.
The gentleman has moved that the House concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 650. The gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Folks, this bill looks pretty much exactly like it did as it's been voted through every committee and here on the House floor. A few technical changes were done over in the Senate. I ask for your green vote.
Further discussion, further debate, not the question before the House. The motion to concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 650. Those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Clerk will open the vote. ARP, aye. Destin Hall, aye. Representative Majeed, wish to vote? Clerk will light machine record the vote. 99 having voted in the affirmative, 5 in the negative. The House does concur with the Senate committee substitute to House Bill 650. Senate bill is already enrolled, sent to the governor. Introduction bill resolutions. Clerk Reed.
Resolution 973, a House resolution urging Congress and the President to take additional action regarding the evacuation of American troops, allied troops, and Afghan citizens from Afghanistan.
Calendar for tomorrow. What? House Bill 692, the clerk will read.
Representative Brenda Jones, Bill, Sane, and Hardister, House Bill 692, a bill to be entitled an act prohibiting certain modifications for passenger vehicles operating on highways or public vehicular areas. General Assembly of North Carolina enacts.
Gentleman from Columbus, Representative Jones, recognized for a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we do concur with the House, the Senate Committee substitute.
Gentleman's moved that the House concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 692, and the gentleman has the floor to debate the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, this is a bill that has been vetted through every committee over in the Senate. Unanimous votes all the way around. Ask for your green vote again.
For what purpose, lady from Mecklenburg? Representative Belk, rise.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To ask a question of the handler for this bill.
Representative Jones, gentleman yield?
I do, sir.
He yields.
Thank you. Thank you. Back here. Section 2, I had a question. There's a conviction. So from what I understand, the staff said this is a wholly new offense for violations under this, and I was wanting to know exactly. It's talking about a third offense for a prohibited modification of a private vehicle within a year, and that there's an automatic a year revocation. This is Section 2. 17. Can you explain a little bit of that, exactly what we're talking about when we're talking about modifications to a private vehicle?
The modifications that are enclosed within this bill, thank you for the question, is would be the violation. That would be the new violation. And this was interpreted from other statutes that we have on the book with third violations would result in a one-year revocation of the driver license.
And when we were talking, follow-up question, Mr. Speaker?
The members are recognized for a series of questions.
Thanks. And when we're talking about modifications under this violation, what modifications are we talking? I don't know if that is something staff would answer, if you understand.
That's what this bill is. It's about a new modification in the lowering and raising of these trucks. So this is where the modification would take place with this language.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Question for the House is the motion concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 692. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Rees, after the gentleman votes, if the gentleman could approach the dais as well, please. Representative Destin Hall, aye. Representative Soka, how you wish to record, aye. Representative Lambeth, wish to vote. Representative Zachary still not on the floor. Clerk will lock machine, record the vote. 94, having voted in the affirmative, 9 of the negative. The House does concur with the Senate Committee substitute to House Bill 692. Bill is ordered and enrolled and sent to the governor. Back to our calendar, Senate Bill 462, the clerk will read.
Senators Howard, Ferry, and Bergen, Senate Bill 462. A bill to be entitled an act amending certificate of need laws to expand access to lower cost. General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Gentleman from Forsyth, Representative Lambeth, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This bill, when the word CON is circulated around these halls, a lot of ears perk up. You either have a strong opinion about CON one way or the other. But this bill is not too bad. And I'm here because I generally oppose CON bills. But this bill has two sections. I call it CON light. The two sections relate to the threshold levels. The threshold levels in North Carolina by which you have to get a CON, they have not been changed since the mid-90s. So we've been about 30 years at the same threshold levels. So this has three threshold levels that will change. Diagnostic centers, currently 500,000, will increase to 1.5 million. Major medical equipment is currently 750,000, will go to 2 million. And then for capital expenditures for new institutional health services, traditionally has been 2 million, will go to 4. So we're just moving those threshold levels up. We've again worked with the healthcare folks and they're supportive of it. And I'm supportive of this as well. It should be much more efficient in allowing these new threshold levels to be implemented. The second section is a little bit more complex. The history on it is that there have been providers who would receive a CON, and then they would not implement that CON. They would actually sit on it and hold it. Things change. But we refer to this section as kind of a stop clock, that you have a certain amount of time if you get a CON for a major project by which you have to take action to move that project along for utilization or services. So this is basically what it says. Projects costing over $50 million would have to be initiated within 4 years of the certificate of need being implemented. If the project costs less than 50, and these are the big projects, capital, buildings, and facilities, if the project costs $50 million, they would need, if it's less than 50, they would have basically 2 years to complete that project, or at least initiate that project. We have worked with the provider community. We have support on this bill. The Senate has been working on this for a couple of years with us. And we are comfortable in proceeding to move this into law. I'm more than happy to try to answer any questions.
Further discussion, further debate. If not, question for the House, passage of Senate Bill 462 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock machine, record the vote. 100 having voted in the affirmative and 3 in the negative. Senate Bill 462 passes second reading without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question for the House. Passage of Senate Bill 462 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 462 having passed third reading, ordered enrolled and sent to the governor. Senate Bill 228, clerk will read.
Senators Edwards, Crawford, and Bergen, Senate Bill 228, a bill to be entitled an act to lower health costs and expand access to allowing small business to offer exclusive provider benefit laws. General Assembly, North Carolina.
Lady from Johnson, Representative White, recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Since I've came to the General Assembly, I have been an advocate for folks who did not make enough money to buy adequate health insurance. This is not the cure-all, but just like in our other bills that we've run in the House, this is a baby step, and it's another tool in our toolbox, so I hope that you will support this bill. It's an act to lower health care costs and expand access by allowing small businesses to offer EPO benefit plans. An EPO is an exclusive provider organization health insurance plan A simple way to think of it as an EPO is exactly the same as a PPO, a preferred provider organization plan, except there is no out-of-network option in an EPO and there is in a PPO. So why would you, a consumer, choose an EPO over a PPO? And the bottom line is cost, the amount that it costs. The trade-off for not having the out-of-network option with an EPO is that the cost is 15 to 20% lower than a comparable PPO plan. It could be the exact same network, same coverage, just no out-of-network option, and 15 to 20% cheaper for the employee. EPOs provide the same consumer protection as PPO plans without the need for additional regulations. EPOs plans are ACA compliant, meeting the federal network adequacy requirements just like PPO plans. Members cannot be penalized for treatment by out-of-network providers when an in-network provider is not reasonably available. EPO plans are currently available in North Carolina, but only two self-insured large businesses. This bill would allow small businesses across our state to have the same opportunity to provide lower-cost EPO plans to their employees. 33 states have EPO networks. This will help North Carolina compete with other states in giving job creators lower-cost alternatives to provide health insurance to their employees. Lower premiums, decreased overhead, more access and options, quality care, great for small business, ACA compliant with full consumer protections, and it has to be approved by the Department of Insurance just like all other health insurance plans, and the Department of Insurance is required to review them annually. So I would appreciate your support. This is another baby step. It's a tool, and I know that many of you across the aisle, on both sides of the aisle, have been supportive of trying to find baby steps and tools to allow those that work in North Carolina but cannot afford expensive health plans an opportunity to have health insurance. Appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Senate Bill 228 on second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk Watt Machine record the vote. 97 having voted in the affirmative, 6 in the negative. Senate Bill 228 passes second reading. Without objection. Be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Question before the House. Passage of Senate Bill 228 on third reading. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate Bill 228 having passed third reading will be ordered returned to the Senate. Mr. Clerk, members, Senate Bill 211, short title, is Amend Water Sewer Rate Adjustment Mechanisms. The chair is going to withdraw that from Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations. That will be placed on tomorrow's calendar. Members, to draw your attention to this bill will have not actually passed through a committee as a Senate bill. However, there was a companion House bill that passed many months ago that is absolutely identical that passed the House. So the chair has conferred with the folks with the bill, the majority leader as well as the minority leader, and so that was going to avoid a rules committee meeting today, so that will be on tomorrow's calendar. Stand at ease momentarily. Representative Insko, Chair understands the lady. Do I have to be recorded as having voted no on Senate Bill 692 and Senate Bill 228? The lady will be so recorded as having voted no on those two bills. For what purpose, gentlemen from Wake, Representative Jones, rise?
I just want to change my vote on 228 to a yes.
Okay. Just a moment. Having a little trouble hearing you. House will come to order. Gentlemen say on 228.
Yes instead of no, yes.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted aye on Senate Bill 228.
Thank you.
Members, for your planning purposes, tomorrow's session will be at 10 a.m. The chair is inquiring. There's some committees that are scheduled. There's a committee scheduled to meet at noon tomorrow. The chair is going to check and see if the insurance committee still wants to meet at that time or meet earlier. Did you represent the session? Could gentlemen approach? Representative Setzer is recognized for an announcement.
Members of the House Insurance Committee, the meeting for tomorrow is canceled. We will reschedule it for next week.
So, members, for your planning purposes, the chair appreciates the body's indulgence in these and the bills being added on today to move through. These, of course, have been bills that have been pending for quite some time and have had hearings before various committees. And we were able to resolve these today. We do have a couple of matters for tomorrow. There will be votes tomorrow, but tomorrow's session at 10 a.m. Will be the only other recorded votes for this week. And so this is going to be a little shorter week because we are getting into the short rows of the policy bills. Of course, the work continues on the state budget bill, and we'll continue those efforts, and that process is underway. So again, tomorrow will be votes, but the chair does not intend for that to be a long day, and so this will, as a result, be a little shorter week than normal. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans, tomorrow's caucus is canceled. Please don't get excited all at one time, but tomorrow's caucus is canceled.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Currituck, Representative Hanning, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
Local government will meet tomorrow, 15 minutes after session, in room 1228. We have one bill. It's H-53. We will be prompt. Thank you.
For what purpose does the lady from Durham, Representative Austin, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
Lady has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to rise quickly to wish my son Davis a happy first birthday today. So happy birthday, Hambone. Thanks.
Happy birthday. Notices and announcements. For what purpose, gentlemen from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
To give notice of a discharge petition.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pursuant to House Rule 39, I am giving notice that I will file a motion and the requisite petition to discharge House Bill 158, Constitutional Amendment, Life at Fertilization, from the Committee on Judiciary 2 with the Principal Clerk today. In accordance with the rules, I have obtained a fiscal note to be included with the petition, with my objections to the note reduced to writing. In the name of Jesus.
Noted. For what purpose does the gentleman from Davis and Representative Potts rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
I'd like to meet with the health chairs here at my desk just for 5 minutes after session, please, sir.
Any further notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Caldwell, Representative Hall, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, August 25th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Hall moves, seconded by Representative Clampett, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, August 25th at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Following special message from the Senate is noted. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to the House of Representatives with the information that the Senate failed to concur in Senate Amendment Number 1 to Senate Bill 191, Committee Substitute Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act providing patient visitation rights will not be impacted during declared disasters and emergencies, and directing the Department of Health and Human Services to impose a civil penalty for any violation of those rights, respectively. Sarah Holland, Principal Clerk. Again, that message is noted from August 24th, 2021.